But right now, we go to the beautiful city of Boston, the hub, as they called it when I lived in Maine. And Dr. Judy Werpin with Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Off to the hub we go. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
How's the
good
hub?
Morning, good morning.
Well, you know why they you know why they called it
and
the hub, right?
The hub is filled with beautiful blossoms on the trees and leaves, and it's really quite lovely. You know, we have spring for today, anyway.
That's right.
It may be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think so. Oh, maybe it will, actually. All right.
It does. It's very ephemeral, but it's okay. At least I saw it for a day. Anyway, Jill, the reason I wrote this, the article about accidental weight loss, for two reasons. First, I think almost everybody has gone through a situation where, has experienced a situation in which you, for a variety of reasons, you get on the scale or you put on a piece of clothing, you say, oh, I think I lost a couple of pounds because, you know, the zipper goes up easily, the buttons of the shirt don't yawn open. When you try to sit down, you know, you get the slacks up over your hips. You think, wow, you know, I feel a little thinner. I don't remember being on a diet, but I must have lost a couple of pounds. And, you know, typically it's after you might have something like the flu when you're not eating or some kind of gastrointestinal situation, but sometimes it is, you know, you go on a trip and you walk a great deal, much, much more than you do normally. A friend of mine, as I wrote in the article, moved and she never had time to go to the supermarket. She sort of munched on whatever she could find in her boxes, which were mainly protein bars, and she didn't know where anything was. So she said one day she actually walked 5 miles in her house because she kept losing her cell phone and running up and down the stairs to try to find it. Again, she was moving in, and she found that she lost a couple of pounds. Okay, well, the point of this is that I am the recipient, and I'm sure many other people are who are dealing with weight loss problems, of many, many emails that say, quote, I tried everything, and I haven't been able to lose a pound. I went on this diet. I went to the gym. I cut out these foods. I added these other foods. You know, I went on a cleanse. I ate only protein, I ate only raw foods, I ate only fermented foods, whatever the diet du jour was. You know, the person who wrote to me said he or she had gone on it and lost nothing. And then the second statement was, obviously I can't lose weight. And my point about this accidental weight loss is that, yes, you can lose weight because our bodies respond quite naturally to the lack of calories coming in and maybe extra exercise using them up. So they're going out of the body in the form of decreased fat cells. And the effect of that is when you get on the scale, you have lost weight. And I think when this happens, one should take enormous advantage of it, immediate advantage of it. It's sort of, as I said in the article, it's a gift. It's sort of like winning the weight loss lottery because all of a sudden, your body is saying, hey, wake up, you know, you can lose weight. You've lost a couple of pounds. Your clothes fit a tiny bit looser. Why not start a real diet at this point? And take advantage of the fact that your body gave you the gift of weight loss, so just take that gift and keep on giving it to yourself. And I think it also gives people the confidence to realize that, you know, I'm no different than anybody else. My body acts normally. And to try to, you know, at that point say, okay, what is different about the fact that I lost this weight? You know, maybe most of my days are spent sitting because of my job, because I get home and I'm too tired because I'm sitting all day to walk at all, to do any kind of exercise. Maybe I really have been eating too much junk food or, you know, not paying attention to what I eat at meals. And when I had lost this weight, you know, I wasn't eating very much because I didn't have time or because I didn't really feel well or because I'm even in the hospital for tests. But anyway, I see what happens when I really don't eat all the junk food. And maybe this is a time to really look around, look at your kitchen, what can I really get rid of so it's not going to be tempting me. Maybe this is a time to really think about going to a sensible weight loss program like maybe Weight Watchers or, you know, just going online and looking at, you know, like American Heart Association weight loss program. You know, maybe this is a time to really think, especially this time of year, gee, you know, if I really exercised a little bit, if I really walked a little bit, I really would be able to start losing, continue to lose the weight. that I just lost. Again, it's you know what, it's sort of like going into a hairdresser that you've never used before and getting this really great haircut and saying, you know, I've got to keep that haircut. My hair looks better than it ever has, you know, the last, you know, 30 years. And you wouldn't do something to mess it up. I mean, I think every woman can relate to that. And I think this is what people have to do when they find that they've lost weight accidentally. Take advantage of it, run with it, and continue the process.
Yeah, that's true. There was, sadly, a terrible... I often tell this because there's also, you know, you can be physically... I had a friend who was very thin and lithe and incredibly conscious about how thin and lithe she was.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be diplomatic here because... anyway, she lost a good deal of weight and... you know, it was unfortunate to find out that she was actually quite ill.
Oh, that with, no.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
But that also happened. So it's, you know.
No, that happens too. No, I'm talking about a pound.
Right.
2 pounds. You know that's
well,
something
first,
that might. Yeah.
It's fair to mention that the first two are great. It's just that you got to balance it if it goes on.
Of course, but again, this is without trying.
Right.
It's not as if you went on a diet and you lost the weight. Of course, you know, the weight comes off very easily the first week. This is when you suddenly find, again, for maybe the simplest reason, but suddenly, you know, you may have gone away for a weekend, and like a friend of mine did to Philadelphia, and she spent hours going through this apparently beautiful botanical garden. And she said a couple of days ago, you know, she said, I'm a pound lighter, because normally she doesn't walk very much.
Right.
And suddenly she found that just that little bit of extra exercise, maybe several hours worth, was enough to get her fat cells being mobilized and lose a little bit of weight. Or maybe just traveling to Europe and finding that you're just not hungry when they serve breakfast,
right,
lunch, or dinner because you're sleepy. And then when you're hungry, you're sleeping, or you should be sleeping. And so you find yourself inadvertently losing weight, and you say, wow, I lost a couple of pounds. That wasn't hard. Well, yeah, Jill, you're right. The rest is really hard. But at least...
It's certainly motivational.
Exactly. And don't, as they say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Quite right.
Don't put the weight on after you've gotten that gift.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bye-bye. Judy Wertmann, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Dr. Judy Wertmann and Food for Mood every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertmann.